This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India has marked a major milestone in its nuclear energy program as indigenously designed and built prototype fast breeder reactor PFBR at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu attained criticality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the landmark achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India is taking a defining step in its civil nuclear journey, advancing the second stage of country's three-stage nuclear program. Calling it a proud moment for India, Mr. Modi congratulated the scientists and engineers involved in the project. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry draws to a close this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties will be making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. Yesterday, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held public meetings at Barpeta, Hujai and Dibrugarh in Assam. The Congress also intensified its campaign in the state. Senior party leader Kumari Sailaja addressed a press conference in Guwahati yesterday. Meanwhile, other political parties, including the Assam Gana Parishad, Assam Jatiya Parishad and Raijor Dal, have stepped up their campaign efforts across Assam. Puducherry saw hectic campaign activity yesterday with prominent leaders addressing rallies and public meetings across the Union Territory. In Kerala, the campaign trail remained equally vibrant, with senior leaders from various political parties holding meetings and roadshows across the state. Meanwhile, scrutiny of nominations will be taken up today for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. The government has assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary in the Department of Food and Public Distribution, C. Shekhar, said that the country has adequate buffer stock of both wheat and rice.
The government is closely monitoring the food security situation in the view of West Asia conflict. So as you know that we have adequate buffer stock of wheat and rice, almost three times the buffer stock norms which is there. For wheat we have around 222 LMT and for rice we are having around 380 LMT. So both put together around 602 LMT of food stocks are available with us. So this is quite enough to take care of PDS requirement as well as any emergency requirement.
Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla have rejected the notice of motion brought by opposition members to remove Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. The Rajya Sabha Secretariat and the Lok Sabha Secretariat in separate communications informed that after due consideration of the notice of motion and a careful and objective assessment of all relevant aspects and issues involved, the Chairman, Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha Speaker have refused to admit the notice of motion. The Supreme Court came down heavily on the West Bengal administration after seven judicial officers working on voter list revisions in Mothabari, Kaliachak was surrounded and harassed. Chief Justice Suryakant warned that if the state fails to control such situations, the court itself will decide the next steps. The apex court has ordered the state police to hand over all case records related to the incident to the National Investigation Agency. The court also directed that the two arrested masterminds be immediately handed over to NIA custody. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to decimate Iran if Tehran did not agree to a deal by tomorrow, 5:30 a.m. IST. In a press conference at the White House, Trump said the U.S. has a plan. Because of the power of military, where every bridge in Iran will be decimated after the deadline. He asked Iran to make a deal with the U.S. and open Strait of Hormuz for free movement of oil by set deadline. In boxing, Indian world champions Meenakshi Oda in 48kg and Jasmine Lamboria in 57kg will compete in their semifinals at the Asian Boxing Championship in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.